Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Sammy Murtha, Lumen Christi missionary for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God has been doing in her life.
Our gospel reading today comes from Mark chapter 2. The reading today is on the healing of the paralytic. I mean, although this is a reading that we've all heard a lot, I think it's really helpful to meditate just on the basic values of what Christ is inviting us into in this passage and recognize, kind of ask ourselves that question, like, am I responding to what Christ is saying in this? So let's read it and then we'll discuss it. When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it became known that he was at home. Many gathered together so that there was no longer room for them, not even around the door, and he preached the word to them. They came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened up the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there asking themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus immediately knew in his mind what they were thinking to themselves, and he said, "Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, pick up your mat, and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth." He said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your mat, and go home." He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. They were all astounded and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." So I think kind of the main parameters of the story that I'd like to point out, although there are many good things happening here, is I'd really like to focus on the reality of the paralytic man being lowered through the roof by his friends, and being brought to Jesus. And to point out, Jesus is responding to this man, and he immediately on seeing this, Jesus saw their faith. He saw the faith of the man's friends, and he saw this man's faith, and their belief in Christ's ability to heal them. And I think we can often read that and kind of go through it. We're like, yes, we're reading the gospel, so therefore we're reading about Jesus healing people, or we're reading about Jesus working these miracles, and we can kind of just walk over it and just kind of move past. We hear these common stories over and over again. We hear these stories multiple times throughout the year. And the thing that I really just want to bring our attention back to today is this reality that the Lord wants to answer our prayers, and that he is listening in our requests and our calling out to him. And especially in this reality of allowing those around us to lower us down to Christ. I got to have a conversation with one of my teammates today, and we were kind of just talking about, I don't know, some difficult things or struggles she was having in her life. And I recognized that moment that there was very little that I could do for her. I could maybe give her a little bit of advice. I could, you know, give her a hug, be present to her, you know, be a friend in that moment. But there was nothing I was going to do that would solve the situation or have the right words to say. You know, I couldn't, you know, wave a magic wand and fix the situation. But I thought about this as I was meditating on the scripture, how I can bring my teammate down to Christ. I can, in my prayers and in my sacrifices, I can bring her to Christ. And in my faith and in her faith, approach Christ in the realities that are happening in your life. And although a lot of times we think we need to have the right thing to fix the situation, or we need to know what to do, or we need to, you know, figure out how to get through difficulties or problems with different realities in our life, friends, family, things with our work, we often skip over this reality. Like, are we prepared to lower our struggles through the roof to Christ? Are we prepared to lower those we love who are struggling through the roof towards Christ? And this isn't just a fluffy saying, right? It's, are we willing to intentionally take things to prayer daily and offer sacrifice, to fast from things in place of those realities and those things we need prayers for? We often, you know, will hear of someone hurting or someone who's sick, and we often are like, oh, my prayers are with you. But what does that truly mean? Maybe we say a Hail Mary in our head, you know, for the person, which is very, very good. But I think really, truly about what does it mean to lift one another up to Christ, or to bring them to Christ in our prayer? And how can we just take moments every day to acknowledge, you know, maybe we're reaching for a dessert and you take a moment, or you pause and you're like, in this moment, I want this dessert, but I'm going to deny this immediate response to want this dessert, and I'm going to offer it for this person in my life who's suffering, this person who's sick, or I'm going to offer it for this thing that I've been calling upon the Lord for, to enter into those moments of He had the ultimate sacrifice for us. And we, in our everyday lives, are very used to our comforts and our immediate responses to things. But we grow so much in our relationship with the Lord when we're willing to kind of deny that first response. And that comes from this place of, like, do we truly believe that Christ will heal us, that He will heal our loved ones, that He will bring freedom? And do we believe the things that He's given are the path that He's bringing us on to help us reach eternity? That there is no reason to have any worry, because Christ is taking care of all. Let's pray. Lord, I ask You to calm our hearts. Draw to our hearts today the person in our life we are called to bring to Your feet. How are we called to sacrifice for them? Open our hearts so that we may love more fully, that we may enter into the mystery that it is of Your sacrifice. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's sushipe.co. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.